listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. A teenage boy has been charged with a terrorism offence over that church stabbing in Sydney's west. The 16-year-old is accused of stabbing two religious leaders in Wakeley on Monday night during a live stream service. One of the three Tassie independents has ruled out doing a deal to hand the Liberals government. Craig Garland says he understands the Premier does not expect a written agreement from him. The Liberal Party still need that one more seat to secure a majority government, and while it's expected to be David O'Byrne, Mr. O'Byrne has ruled out any support beyond supply and confidence. Westfield Bondi Junction will open its doors to shoppers today, nearly a week after that horrific stabbing. It's as the Prime Minister flags permanent residency for security guard Mohamed Taha, who helped confront the attacker. Anthony Albanese telling Nine he put his life on the line to protect others.
We see no reason why this shouldn't be approved, and I'm very confident it will be approved. He is the sort of character that we want to see continuing to contribute here in Australia.
And Tasmanian Australian of the Year John Kamara will continue his campaign for a seat at the Legislative Council despite being the target of vile racism online. Mr. Kamara is Labor's candidate for Hobart and says he's running for Parliament because we need diversity. Elijah Satters has been named for Essendon tonight, with forward Jai Menzies sidelined with a shoulder injury. The Bombers are in Adelaide to take on the Crows, who are coming off the back of a big win over Carlton. Former player Daisy Thomas says it's hard to get a read on the Dons.
I'll be tipping Adelaide. I think that Essendon win wasn't as good as it seemed. The Western Bulldogs second half, really inaccurate. I think Adelaide, that'll be the confidence they need. Sometimes you just need to get the monkey off the back, find a way to win. Tex was very impressive. They took 18 marks inside forward 50, which is off the charts. If they do that again, they win comfortably.